Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a jam-packed Sunday Central. Early racing kicking off at Cranbourne with the nine events today. So we're going to have plenty of racing commitments throughout the next couple of hours. Harry White's going to join me to go through this program of racing at Cranbourne in just a minute. John Ralph to talk footy. Trav Noonan will take us through the Coleraine preview before we head to the Cranbourne preview with Adam O at 11 o'clock. Form Express, Maruya, Narromine, Sunshine Coast, Shepherd and Trots and Sandown Greyhounds. All before we get stuck into the day's racing commitments. But first of all, the preview of Cranbourne today. Track rating is a soft 5, 9 races on the card. Harry White's done the form. Harry, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan.
How have we found this program at Cranbourne today? Soft 5 rails out 9 metres. Last time they raced on a heavy track there, rail at a similar distance, and it played towards those up on the speed and didn't really cut out as most would have expected. Soft 5 today, are we still looking for those horses close to the speed?
Yeah, I think there's going to be some sort of on-pace advantage. It's a nice-looking card. There's a couple of shorties around that I think will be winning. There's a few at a price. It's got everything. Either way, I think we come out in front.
First event on the program is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,400 metres, 7 and 10 come out. Blazing Bay, number 8, check, you have Bo Mertens down as the rider there. Tab Fixed Odds favourite is number 9, Sonora at $2.50, Footlights 4.80, Rhinoceros at $5.50, Yapit and Sharper at $10. How are we getting the day off to a winning start?
Hopefully with a bit of value. Number 5, Sharper. Went around at cricket score odds first up, was eased right back to last, peeled wide, lost a bit of momentum trying to find room, then powered home strongly into fourth. Yes to 1,400 metres now. Yes to $10 odds, or near enough to. Sonora, the race fave, only found a couple better on debut. Both had the benefit of race fitness, and the form through them stacks up well. We saw the winner of that race, Fast Sagrado, go close again in stronger grade at Wodonga yesterday. Yaffet did a bit wrong last time out. Boxed on okay, I thought. Winning forms emerged from that race too. Throw at De Stumps won at Geelong on Friday. And then the Besutton Young debutante, who goes around in the same silks as yesterday's PB Lawrence winner Sierra Sue, I thought has jumped out okay as well. 5.962.
5.962 from Harry. I'm going to go with Rhinoceros here. Good to get a push, a little bit of a push from Dean earlier on. You would think he's Elephant's working partner. If he's bringing any of his form, he's going to be hard to hold out in this. Sonora, the slow start didn't help there at Warwick. Nabil last time out has a good low draw here to take advantage of. 6 Yapit, I thought, was a better run at Sale than that at Ballarat. And then number 2, Footlights, who's on debut for the Bassett and Young team. 4.96 and 2 for mine in race number 1 at Cranbourne. On to race number 2. This is a maiden plate over 1,000 metres. Scratching series 6, 7, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Easy Single is the favourite at $2.80. Major Impact $4. Wonder Legend $4.40. Say Do at $5.50. Tinge at $9.50. Haley Best of the Rest out to $19. Harry.
Quite keen on the race favourite, Brendan. Easy Single was only nabbed very late on the line when resuming. Gelded off a fairly long layoff, noting that the horse that beat him had the benefit of race fitness and has subsequently run well in stronger grades since. Also, the horse that ran thirds come out and won too. So the form around him stacking up. Gates improved with scratchings. Expect he's prominent in the run, so should get every chance. Major Impact ran well on debut at Track and Trip. Just ran into a smart horse. Say Do was really good on debut, then tied off a wide run, second up in a stronger race. And Wonder Legend posted some good late splits on debut in what was an on-pace race. So add merit to that run. Strips fitter here. 1, 2, 9, 11.
1, 2, 9, 11, same four, but I've got Major Impact on top here. Number 2 was really bustled from the gates in that race behind Cool Shot on a heavy deck at Cranbourne last time out. Comes to 1,000 again, comes in with the scratchings from barrier 11. I think we'll be up on the speed, and that's going to be no disadvantage today. Easy Single, beaten fresh at Mildura, but you'd think it's going to benefit from that. Wonder Legend got into an awkward spot there at Moonee Valley last time out and closed it off well, and then out to number 9, Say Do, who comes through the Zepeto race at Moonee Valley back on the 31st of July and covered a fair bit of ground there. 2, 1, 11 and 9 in race number 2. Race number 3 on the program. This is a maiden over 1,300 metres. Scratchings from the third event are runners 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 15, 17, 18, and 19. The informed Josh Richards goes on to number 16, Speed Bump. Bewitchingly is the Tam Fixed Odds favourite, $2.40. Black Ivory, $5.50, as is Attractable. Semper Fortis at $6. Poet Warrior, $7.50. And then Mugruth at $12. $2.40, Bewitchingly. Craig Williams rides for the Freemans, his favourite here, Harry.
Yeah, the million-dollar yearling purchase. Bewitchingly supported into favouritism on debut. Should have been right in the finish, if not for being denied a run in the straight. Once she did find clear galloping room, I thought she was strong through the line. Willow sticking on, she's fitter, will appreciate the extra trip. Deserved favourite for mine. Stablemates Semper Fortis and Black Ivory have both shown ability at the jump outs. Both should be expected to put in a forward showing here. And Attractable didn't beat a runner home on debut, but it wasn't a benchmark 64. So back to maiden grade is suitable. Damien Lane, Peter Moody, market support, 12, 11, 13, 14.
12, 11, 13, 14. Carbon copy here. Bewitchingly, desperately unlucky at Geelong with clear air. She wins today. 11 in for second, Semper Fortis. Work was good in a Cranbourne jump out. 13, Black Ivory has jumped out well on speed on the Cranbourne synthetic. And 14, Attractable goes in for fourth. 12, 11, 13 and 14 for both Harry and myself in race number three at Cranbourne. We move on to race number four. This is a maiden over 1,600 metres for the fillies and mares. 7 and 12. Over the scratchings here. The Tam Fixed Odds favourite, La Masa, at $2.40. Sakara at Sakra at $4. Only guessing six. Rhino Oak, $8.50. Always defiant at $10. And then Machinate at 11 with Mrs. Murphy, 14. La Masa is the favourite. Got a long way back at sale. Has been getting back in her runs this in her career today. Not sure they're going to be wanting to be getting back too far with the rail out nine today, Harry.
Yeah, that's my gripe, Brennan. I'm with La Masa. I thought ran on well first up. We'll relish the trip. The gripe, as you said, is how far back she could get. I just think hopefully there's some intent from a good draw to be somewhat more forward. I think her prior form reads well for a race like this. Sakura, with winkers, will be sent forward again. Only found one better over the trip last time out. Might appreciate being on firmer footing. Always definite. Closed off strongly from the back into second last time out. I think a repeat effort probably puts her in the mix, and then I've put Machinate in as next best. If La Masa is a bit more forward, I think it can win. 5-11-1-6.
5-11-1-6 from Harry. I'm going with 11 Sakra, just thinking that it's going to be a little bit closer to the speed than La Masa. And I think had she had the winkers applied at Maui, she probably wins. She got a little bit lost there. She had the ears pricked. Wasn't sure what it was all about. Hopefully with the winkers going on there this afternoon, it might straighten her out and she runs straight to the line. I think she'll be a couple of lengths in front of La Masa and prove hard to run down. La Masa in for second was a good sustained chase at when resuming on a soft five. The query is going to be how far back does she get with the good draw. Knew it. You would think we might try and have her closer, but if she's standing them up too much of a start, it might be a bit too much of a mountain to climb for her. 10 Road Oak goes into second, will be another one that will be giving them a start, but is going to appreciate the step out to 1600, you would think. And then number 9, Only Guessing, ran a big race at a big price last time out at Maui and could be the one up on speed. 11, 5, 10 and 9 in race number 4. Race number 5 on the program is a benchmark 58, once again over 1,600 metres. 14, 15, 16 come out here. In the Lap of the Gods, $4.20. Toffee Doll at 5. Vooney at 7. Guns Ablaze at 8.50. Real Thinker, 9.50 with Halogen. Then Sassoon at 11. Penny a Dame is a $12 chance. A few with a few convictions in this one, Harry.
Yeah, I'm with Guns Ablazin. Had excuses in his last two runs. The former, he was held up for a run, lost all momentum, still only finished two lengths off subsequent Mooney Valley winner Mr. Pickwick. The latter, he was 3 and 4 wide the trip in a much stronger race. I think he's due for a change of luck. Where he gets to in the run is key, but at around $8, I'm going to find out. In the Lap of the Gods, knocked off a maiden nicely over the trip last time. We'll give them something to catch. I like Toffee Doll back on a turf track after a handful of synthetic runs, and Real Thinker has a big weight and a bad barrier, but with even luck goes in the mix. 6-3, 10-2.
6, 3, 10 and 2 from Harry on 3, 6, 10 and 2, I think, in the lap of the gods. Although stepping out of maiden grade has the adaptability to be up on speed and rolling. And I think if Mick D can get the sectionals right in the lap of the gods, might take some running down. 6 guns ablazing. Harry's outlined the case there. Probably should have beat Mr. Pickwick at Warwick Nabil and then was never on the track at Sandown behind a really smart horse in Worsfold. Toffee Dole into third has been going well on the synthetic, has to bring it to the turf, but has it won for a long, long time. And then 2 Real Thinker is never far away in this grade, 3, 6, 10 and 2 in race number 5. On to the 6th event on the program. This is a benchmark 70. 2,080 metres is the distance here. Scratchings are 5, 6 and 11. Bainbridge is the favourite at $2.10. Cafe Rizou at $4.40. Diaquin at $5. Arctic Shock 8. Rebel Typhoon 10. Hopkins at 11. 26 Barbies. Boy Alienated is the roughie at $61. Who are we tipping here, Harry?
Bainbridge, Brendan, fit and flying. The horse he edged out last time over this trip has subsequently come out and won. He looks to be our leader, could prove hard to get past if given an easy time up front. Cafe Rizou mixes form, but did stick on well last start at the Valley. They're the only two I'm really interested in. Hopkins, I thought, was over the odds. Didn't have the race run to suit at Flemington 2 back, then filled the minor money last time. And Diaquin, last start winner, has proven competitive in this sort of grade, just doesn't win out of turn. 2-7-8-3.
2-7-8-3 from Harry. 2-7-3-10 for mine. Bainbridge, narrow winner last start on the synthetic, but has been effective on the turf prior to that and in softer conditions. I think he'll be up there on the speed. And Jamie Mott in the saddle, he'll rate this one nicely from an inside draw and take some running down. Cafe Rizou in for second. Is going along okay. Was a good run at Moody Valley last time out. This is probably as easy as she's seen in her career to date. 3, Diaquin, finally won again at Geelong, but does she prefer it softer than the soft 5? And then 10, Rebel Typhoon, ran an enormous race here last time out at 100-1, but maybe wanted it in the wetter sort of territory. That was in a 78 behind Duke of Plumpton, so significant little comeback in grade here. 2-7-3-10 for me in race number 6, but I do agree with Harry. It looks a race between 2 and 7. On to race number 7. This is a benchmark 64. 1,200 metres is the trip here. 5, 6, 8 and 12 are the scratchings. The tab fixed odds favourite is Danny St. Darcy at $2.10, fixated $4.80, Magic Pipper at $5.50, Remastered $7.50, Giddy Up Gallant $9, Unshackled $9.50, Ping Ping $17.61, Puzzling Wonder. Who are we tipping here, Harry?
Fixated. I am willing to forgive and forget his first up effort on the synthetic. Only beat one runner home. Jump out beforehand on the turf was solid. Prior form's really good for a race like this. Get him somewhere prominent, expect to see a different horse second up. Remastered has had a trial in the interim since failing to beat a runner home at Lakeside. Both runs prior to that were rock solid, but both were over 1,000 metres, which could be his pet trip. So 1,200 is the query. Danny St. Darcy, luckless on debut, then atoned here with a fairly soft maiden win second up last prep. I just thought jump outs leading into this have only been okay. Magic Pipper, best of the rest. 3, 4, 11, 10.
3, 4, 11 and 10 for Harry. I'm going to go with Remastered number 4, conceding that 1,200 he doesn't have a great record at, but I think this is a race where we might be able to pick up a little bit of value. Run at Sandown was a bit of a forget effort. Went to the trials, wasn't asked for a lot at Cranbourne, but did track along nicely under a hold. I think Unshackled out to 1,200 metres, if they can make ground, is more than a blowout chance here. The extra trip should suit, closed off nicely between horses on a really heavy track. Last time out, Josh Richards takes the kilo and a half off. Fixated, have to be forgiving of that Ballarat run, but maybe it was just a little bit too bad to be true. And then number 11, Danny St. Darcy, jump outs weren't flattering at all. That's going for a little bit of value here with 4 and 2. 4, 2, 3 and 11 for mine in race number 7 as we move on to the 8th and 2nd last on this 9 event program. This is a benchmark 64. 4. 1,200 metres is the distance. Scratchings here 6, 7 and 11. The TAB fixed odds favourite is Morewanted at $2.60. Beatrix at $2.90. Casa Benedita at $5. Yulong Knight 7. Junefield 11 out to Hit the Moon at $19 with Lasso.
Siding with the new kid on the block, Casa Benedita. I thought she was good on debut, impressed me when knocking off the fastest last splits of the meeting to come over the top of rivals and win. Granted, it was maiden grade, but she seems progressive enough to measure up. And her main danger to my eye, while talented, hasn't won for a long time. Said horse being Morewanted, continues to race well, sometimes in stronger grade to this, just doesn't win. Expect his usual honest showing. He's taken my money more times than I can count. Beatrix has good form references, could be third up and ready to fire. 1,200 metre trip is the query for mine. Yulong Knight, next best. 8132.
8132 from Harry. I'm going with Beatrix number 3. I think she's fitter now, third up. She was solid last time at Cranbourne over 1,000 metres. Rattling Bank controlled that race from the front. She was forced to go back from the draw and run on. I thought she did a good enough job there after having 20-odd days between runs from her first up run where it was just luckless. She was posted deep, I think, out to 12. Roll forward, be there on the speed. I think she'll be there for a long way. Beatrix, Morewanted, really runs a bad race, has a good draw to take advantage of. I think he might have preferred it, though, to stay deeper into the soft range and getting up to a 5. 8, Casa Benedita was an impressive maiden, went on the synthetic, but did only run down a long-time maiden in Glamzell. And then 4, Junefield, best of the rest. 3, 1, 8 and 4 for mine in race number 8. Race number 9 on the program is the 64, 1,400 metres the distance. Scratchings here from the final event are 5, 7 and 10. TAB Fixed Odds has Libertist at $3, Duke of New Orleans at $4.80, Redempt at $4.80, Kymie in 7, Jimenez at $8.50, Almighty Will 10, Into Rio, a $14 chance, Harry.
Value to close the day, Brendan. Almighty Will essentially did nothing first up, but he rarely does. Usually improves with a run under the belt, back onto turf rather than synthetics ideal. As he's stepping up to 7 furlongs, his best trip. Blinkers on again. He maps for a good run. We don't have to go that far back through his form to see he strung together 2 wins before finishing only 3 lengths off. Dice roll. That's a good form reference at the price, double figures. Let's play. Libertus won a similar profile of race here last time out over slightly shorter. Could go on with it. Duke of New Orleans won nicely 2 back, went amiss at Caulfield. Debut winner, Redempt, looks a nice type. 3627.
3629?
9, sorry. 3629.
Race number 9 on the program. I'm going to give Jimenez another chance here. Was poor fresh at Sandown up on the speed and didn't really finish off on that occasion. But I think second up has placed 2 out of 3 second up. Back onto some drier footing today. Inside barrier will roll forward and I think take some running down. 6 Libertus in for second. Won well here on a heavy 10 over 1,300 metres. Steps out to 1,400 metres now. Just worth noting though, was pretty much out of tickets at the back end of 13. So has to take it to 14, but comes to drier ground. 11 Lady Silver, I thought was a good win at Warwick, Nabil, to break her maiden, and then number 9 Redempt off maiden grade at Packet, and 1, 6, 11 and 9 for mine in the final event. Harry, your best bet, value bet, quaddy bet and play of the day for the program at Cranbourne.
Before I do that, Brennan, Lady Silver was a late scratching this morning.
Oh, was she?
I think it was only just before we came on air, so I just
okay.
Thought we'd... I've stuffed up my numbers, you've said a late scratching, we're in the same boat now.
Reduces the last league to 3 then.
There we go, yeah, that's right. So, best bet, I'm going to make race 2, number 1, easy single. Value in the last, race 9, number 3, Almighty Will. Quaddy will trim up the first leg with numbers 2 and 7. Second leg, 3, 4, 11. Third leg, 1, 3, 8. Last leg, 2, 3, 6, 9. Play of the day, we'll go an all-up. Race 3, number 12, Bewitchingly, into race 4, number 5, La Marsa.
Best of luck today, Harry.
Same to you, Brendan.
Harry White there with his thoughts on the program at Cranbourne. My best is Bewitchingly, race 3, number 12. I thought the value, race 7, number 4, remastered. For the quaddy, 2, 3 and 7 in the first leg. 2, 3, 4, 11 second leg. Third leg, 1, 3, 4 and 8. We'll bring it home, 1, 3, 6 and 9. Play of the day, I think we can get the early quaddy. First leg, 1, 2, 9, 11. Into 11 and 12, into 5, 10, 11, into 3 and 6. That's our look for racing today at Cranbourne. Adam Olszanski will be along with his preview in just over half an hour from now. But we're off to our first break on RSN on Sunday Central. We're coming back on the other side with Ralphie to talk all things footy.